Want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning. It's good to be here with you. It's really good to have Steve and Linda here with us this morning. Always enjoy that. We were very blessed this week, and I don't have to say with what, but those raindrops that came. So that is a trick. It's not a trick question, but I'd like to know what to use water for. Boys, what's good? What good is water? What do we use it for? To drink. What else? Girls, what do we use water for?
Wash clothes.
Wash clothes. What else?
Wash yourselves.
Wash yourselves to clean. Okay, what else?
Irrigate.
Give life. What else?
Swim.
That's right. It's enjoyable. I remember one summer when I was a boy that it was cool, cloudy, overcast, northeastern Ohio, and it was just a cool summer, and we didn't go swimming all summer. And I thought I was so deprived there. But you know, there are so many things that water does and is. It's just, it's life-giving. It was so amazing to hear the raindrops come down and see the green sheen just the next morning over what had been a brown yard. And a few more days, maybe it'll be green completely, but it could at least see the green blades showing life with that rain that came. We've had a year this year like we haven't had in a long, long time. When I'm feeding hay like it's winter time. Those cows just have nothing to eat in their pasture, and we're just taking hay out every day for them to eat. And this is July, I guess it's still July today yet. But we don't do that very often. Sometimes in August, September, October maybe, but not very often in July. After we've had such a wet June, 2 months ago, we were just waiting for the rain to stop so that we could cut hay, get in the hay field and get that. And we had a great hay season. But just that quickly, in 2 months, it went from lush, green, high hay to burned up grass and nothing left. So it shows us the importance of water, and water is not, it's highly symbolic in the word as well. I would like to invite your attention to, let's first of all think, I love our study of John, and one of the verses in the book of John, it says that Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink," and he indicates that out of him shall flow rivers of living water. And that's exactly what should happen and does happen to people that have the Spirit of God in them. They out of their innermost being radiates life, and it's good to be with those people. It's enjoyable, it's encouraging, it's life-giving, and it's just a blessing. Jesus told the woman at the Samaritan woman at the well that if you drink of the water that I give you, you will never thirst again. Never thirst for anything else is what he meant. And here in the very last book of the Bible, Revelation 22, I'd just like to read this. "And he showed me a river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, there was a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, which yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, These things saith the faithful and true. The Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things, and I heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of this book, this prophecy, God shall take his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. And he that testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. I think it's very significant that in the closing very last part of the very last book of our Bible, that it has this beautiful picture of a river of life that flows. And Jesus is there saying, If any man thirst, come. And those that hear are saying to others, Come. And that's the role of the Christian in this life is out of our life brings pointing others to Christ, where the only satisfaction, where the only fulfillment is. Appreciated so much the thoughts of Daniel having purpose, and that's where he was. He saw Jesus before his time, in that way, before he's actually walking on earth. And it's also interesting, just as a little aside, Jesus identifies himself as the root and offspring of David. And I always have to appreciate all of these comments about Jesus associating with David. You know, we know that he was of the lineage of David, and we have that in Matthew. We have it in the Gospels there, right? Traces it back. But he also says he's the root. And that means that David came from him. And another point, he says that before Abraham was, I am. And so there he was, all the way from the beginning, identifies himself as the creator, and yet as a man he was he came in that lineage as well. So I love to see those things played out in this very last chapter. It's so important that he had to put it in. And there it is for us to drink freely. Let's come before the Lord in prayer.